is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the Raiders in Area 51. Let's catch some xenomorphs. News from the Nevada desert. In perhaps the most talked about internet phenomenon of the year, millions are now planning to storm Area 51 on September 20th, 2019. After some fool randomly created a Facebook event called Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us. The discussion and coverage has grown infinitely. Last month, the United States Air Force came out with a statement warning internet users not to attempt the raid. This week, a Nevada county has declared a state of emergency as it preps to fight off alien raiders. Raj's favorite part of the whole dealio? Why, the memes, of course. Check them out on my Twitter feed. For now, here's one from Burger King. Attention, people storming Area 51. If they tell you to bring them to your leader, remember who's king. Duolingus tweeted, "So my mom said she can take us to Area 51 or pick us up, but she's not doing both." Remember, kids, if you're storming Area 51, don't forget your Reese's Pieces in case your alien tries to phone home. In military history, according to The Hill, in June, the Senate confirmed General John Raymond to be the commander of Space Command. The creation of Space Command, the first new combatant command created since U.S. Africa Command in 2009, is part of the Trump administration's broader effort to reorganize how the U.S. military handles space. That's one way to compete with Russia and China. Alpha Centauri may be light years away, but we're ever so close to launching our very own Space Force. And now, a word from our sponsors.
America needs you. General John Raymond here to personally invite you to enlist in our newly formed Space Force. In a world with Area 51 raids, supernovas, black holes, and Russian bots, there's no telling what kind of forces are out there threatening this great nation. Enlist in Space Force today and become a hero for your nation. Boldly go where no man has gone before. To infinity and beyond. Live long and prosper. May the Space Force be with you. Enlist today. Space Force.
Welcome back, folks. Wait a minute. Wait a minute! This just in. Oh, honey biscuits. I've been drafted to the Space Force. I just received word from the Pentagon. A memo, see? Seems like I'm going on a top secret mission to N- as my first stop for training, then to N- in September. I've been given the specific and express task to go in and rogue whatever is necessary. I have direct orders to aliens.
This recording has been censored by the United States Department of Defense, the Defense Intelligence Agency, Defense Logistics Agency, Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board, Defense Technical Information Center, Defense Threat Reduction Agency, Nevada Gaming Commission, Sarah Palin, Russia, and CEO of Burger King.
I've been given a space pack, armed with a fixed 23mm autocannon labeled to prevent hostile interception. And caution, do not operate under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or 30 minutes after you've eaten Burger King. Let's see what else is in here. Ooh, freeze-dried ice cream? Vacuum-sealed spaghetti and meatballs. A few sports and operative orbital weapon system starter pack, which includes, let's see here, a satellite communication module used to deploy nuclear warheads. Maybe I should put this down gently in a sun gun. Wonder what that is. says here, according to the Space Preservation Treaty, can only be used if being pursued by spacecraft bogies or threats of wormhole suction. And where in the Sam Hill is my flamethrower? What the deuce, Pentagon? Can a guy throw some flames in outer space? Well, this ought to be a hoot, folks. I need to practice my moonwalk for this galactic expedition. Sadly, this means Raj will be unable to report the news for the foreseeable future. Follow my Twitter feed for Space Force updates. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been news from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, keep your eyes on the Milky Way. Yee-haw! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
Auto sequence start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Flight control, countdown confirmed. All systems 5x5.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dino Tripodis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.